Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the shooting in Minneapolis was justified, in my opinion, based on watching the video and based on legal precedent, no doubt about that. The agent acted in self-defense. And as Chris Rock said, here's how to not get your ass shot by the police. Listen to what they're telling you to do. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Look, I don't want to, you know, it's not my nature to be cruel. And a woman's dead today. And, you know, a mom, kids don't have a mother. And it's a damn shame. The fact of the matter is that whether she was trying to hurt this officer or not, he felt as if the suspect was fleeing or he felt his life was in danger. Either way, he was well within his legal rights to use deadly force. And it could have been avoided had she just simply listened to what they were telling her to do. And it's the advice that my dad gave me when I was young and just learning to drive, which is that, you know, you listen to what the cops tell you and you deal with it in court if there's an issue down later on. But Andy McCarthy wrote an extensive piece about this in National Review, kind of going through the legal machinations of this, of the legal arguments around this and through some precedent on this. And he said, even if you believe, as I'm inclined to believe, based on what we've seen so far, that the woman was just trying to get away, she did so by swiping the car in the agent's direction. She may not have intended to run him over, but she sure didn't appear to be trying to avoid running him over if that was necessary to escape. Either way, the agent's life was jeopardized and the responsive use of force would be reasonable. It is settled Fourth Amendment law that a police officer may use deadly force against a fleeing suspect if he has a good faith belief that the suspect poses a significant threat of death or serious physical injury to the officer or others. And he cites Tennessee v. Gardner, a case from 1985. McCarthy writes here, I believe the driver was in the act of committing a dangerous assault when the agent opened fire, and the driver's reckless operation of the vehicle, coupled with the fact that she was heedless of harming armed law enforcement agents as they were carrying out their official duties, underscores that it was reasonable to believe she posed a serious threat to the agents and others. To be sure, the existence of a viable, reasonable force defense is, from a federal standpoint, largely irrelevant. The Trump Justice Department will not prosecute the agent under the circumstances. And if Democrats win the 2028 election, and there appears to be any chance the new administration's Justice Department, they could try to prosecute the agent in 2029 under civil rights laws, President Trump would probably pardon the agent before leaving office. The state authorities in Minneapolis, who are Democrats, have announced that they are investigating. Politically, this may help the Democrats stoke controversy, but legally it should go nowhere. Excuse me. The feds will not cooperate in the investigation. If state law enforcement brings charges, the federal government will seek to have the case removed to federal court, an application that should succeed because the government will be able to show that the state is interfering in federal enforcement of federal law. Both immigration law and the law protecting federal agents in the performance of their duties. McCarthy, being a former federal prosecutor, writes in federal court, I believe even if any pardon didn't void the prosecution, the agent would be able to claim immunity from state prosecution and that the use of force was reasonable under the circumstances. Consequently, I don't think the agent faces a real possibility of being charged and convicted. That doesn't lessen the tragedy, and it won't stop Democrats from encouraging civil unrest. So, now, you know, I think that the key about this is that whether she had the mens rea, the mental state of mind where she was trying to hurt the officer or not, even if she was trying to flee and she didn't see him, it doesn't matter. You know, you can clearly see in the video, the one agent puts his hand on the car. He orders her to stop. The other officer draws his weapon. She should have listened. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, that's what should have happened here. And she didn't. And now she's dead. And that's a horrible thing. That's a terrible tragedy. I want to know, and that day alone, there were four different attempts to ram cars at ICE agents on that day alone. So this was either the fourth or fifth attempt by somebody to use their car as a potential deadly weapon at an ICE agent. You know, these guys are going through hell. These men and women are going through hell. And all they're doing is enforcing the law that was passed by Congress. And what's so shameful about this is that Democrats see an opportunity here to turn these guys into villains to reflect on Donald Trump. And so they lie and they spread these lies about these people that they're going out there and they're shredding the Constitution. They're shredding the people's civil rights. And they're lying. And these are our fellow Americans doing a job that they are supposed to do. Because we have passed laws in this country, bipartisan laws, I should add, Democrats and Republicans. At one point, the Democrats were all in on deportations, building a border wall, keeping America secure. Bill Clinton, I'm not going to play the clips for you. You've heard him a million times talking about all that over the years. I've said before, and I'll say it again, Barack Obama still holds the record for deportations. It's not Donald Trump. At one point, this was a bipartisan issue. Oh, my camera's still frozen? Now that's a friggin'. Is that even showing up? How about now? There we go. All right. I mean, not that anybody needs to see my face, but. So on Monday, what are you guys just gonna play the YouTube show? I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, I think Frank's still trying to work out how that's gonna work.
Okay.
We've only got what 4 days until the show airs, and we still don't know how we're gonna make it happen. But
yeah,
we're gonna make it happen one way or the other. We just don't know how yet.
I'm not worried from a technical perspective. Nothing's working on my end either, but I'm not worried about it. So
we always figure it out.
We always find a way. What's that?
I was saying usually at Odyssey there aren't any technical issues, so yeah, it should be fine.
No, everything usually works great.
Yeah.
Usually.
That's what Odyssey's known for.
VMix didn't totally break like seconds before we went live with Raquel and Paula. Yeah. And I had to restart the entire thing and reload all 32 video cuts that we have for today.
No, I think it's great. You get two 20-year-old hottie social media titans on the show with, like, you know, tens of thousands of followers and all those people, and then the camera goes out. It's great. Helpful. Super helpful. You know what I mean? So, don't you think?
It's the best. there's nothing like it.
Let me ask you a question. You two gentlemen, let me ask you a quick question here. Do people know how to get to the Rich Zeoli podcast to subscribe to that?
The old pod, like the one that's currently up and running, yes.
No.
I don't know for certain if you have the same feed that we're currently using, however, in which case people may have difficulties finding it.
Can we merge the feeds?
That is a good question. I think we probably can, although I don't know for certain. I actually shouldn't speculate. That's above my pay grade.
Interesting.
There's an older Rich Zeoli Show standalone podcast feed, correct?
Yes.
Are you using that one or the current Odyssey feed?
No, the old one.
Okay,
the current standalone Rich Zeoli podcast feed. But if you guys give me the podcast feed you currently have, if you give me that and I add it to the new one, then I can keep all the subscribers.
Yeah, nobody would have to change anything. Everybody that's currently subscribed that gets our podcasts as they come out, like they normally do, they'll just keep getting the new show as it comes out.
No, we should do that.
You got to talk.
There may be a hiccup there.
Why?
I don't know if that. Well, I'll talk to you about it off air. I don't think. Well, we can discuss it off air.
Oh, just say it now. Who cares? Whatever. What are they going to do? Fire
me? I don't
me?
Know if that benefits you. If it's Odyssey controlled, and
no, they'd have to turn it over to me.
Well, if they turn it over to you, then it's fine. Yeah, then it wouldn't be problematic.
No, they should give it. They should turn it over to me because
turn
the spot
over.
No, they should do that because then the sponsors will make sure that their spots are heard in the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they should just turn that over, and then that way I can use it. That's what they should do. That's what we can just merge. I don't know if that's even a thing. I don't. Why are we talking about this on the air? Why don't we talk about this off the
I just
air, DeSantis?
Said we should have a discussion about this.
DeSantis,
off air.
DeSantis, this is not the stuff we talk about on the air. This is. You don't want to. What's wrong with you, Matt? We should talk. This is off the air stuff, DeSantis.
I agree with you, which is why I suggested it about 60 seconds ago.
I didn't hear that, Justin. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that in the slightest.
I didn't. I don't know. Maybe
you
aren't
going to gaslight me today.
Try my best.
You two aren't going to gaslight me today. I think it's the Arizona heat getting to you as we're all free. Actually, today was a beautiful spring day. I was out playing fetch with Gary. Gary's now, I throw the ball and I go fetch and he grabs it. He runs back, gives it back. Go give it to daddy. I'm that guy now calling my dog, saying to my dog, give it to daddy. Can't believe I've become that guy.
I keep forgetting that your dog's name is Gary, and every time you're like, oh, I went to go play fetch with Gary, or Gary's sitting on my lap, I keep thinking it's like a person. Yeah. I haven't adjusted the perception just yet. But I'm a little bit jealous, actually. The weather in Scottsdale was horrible today. There was a thunderstorm in the middle of the show, rain coming down.
Good. Yeah, I wish the power had gone out. Today. We didn't have to listen to you. That would have been great. That would have been perfect. You know, in fact, the other day I even said something like, I'm cuddling with Gary on my lap, and I was about to post that on social media, and I realized I had to add the words "the puppy" after that. Otherwise, people might think like, "Well, Rich has a lot of transitions going on these days, huh?"
I know the exact moment of that show you were talking about because that thought process went through my head. You had mentioned Gary the puppy, I don't know, like the segment before, and then you sort of like continued that conversation with yourself briefly, but it was like over a commercial break. So anyone that hadn't tuned into the prior discussion would have just heard, oh, Gary's sitting on my lap cuddling.
Gary's on my lap cuddling. I'm stroking him. Right. You're like, what? Wait, what's happening right now? I'm combing his hair. Gary's a dog. The transitions only go so far on this show, okay? All right, so we'll talk about that off the air then, I guess. That would probably be a good thing to do. Thanks. I'm glad I brought that up. I'm glad I suggested that we would talk about that off the air. Okay, great. let's see. Karen Johnson, Whoopi Goldberg is begging a foreign power, any foreign power, to come in and extradite President Donald Trump. And I don't know how this doesn't qualify as an insurrection or something else, but, you know, the left has their own standards of things. It just seems like if, say, a conservative talk show host were suggesting during Biden's presidency that a foreign power should come in and kidnap the president of the United States of America and remove him from our country, I would have been blasted as encouraging violence, the overthrow of the government. There would have been calls to take me off the air, blah, blah, blah. But Whoopi says it and nobody hears it. And that's the difference, is that if I had said it, people would have heard it. Now people will hear it because we're going to play it on the show and the audience is massive. And that's why people will actually hear it. So here's Whoopi, Karen Johnson, cut 21.
Let me just say this. Here's my question. Where is everybody? Where is everybody else? We come to everybody's aid.
Yeah.
We help everybody.
Yeah.
NATO, they came and helped us after 9/11. Where is everybody? Because where are...
You're worrying
where
about Greenland right now. Well, beyond, I'm but not on where, board for Greenland.
Where is the government? We are. Do you realize we don't have a government?
Oh, you because mean, we don't have given a, all their power away.
Yes,
they do
and
nothing.
This is a huge and should be our biggest bitch right now.
It is.
You are the biggest.
Yeah. Because all of this is happy
right now.
Because there is no one doing checks
there's,
and balances.
There's no system.
Where is the government? Why aren't they doing their job? And let me tell you, I feel like, you know, he hinted yesterday. He says he was joking, but he hinted yesterday that maybe there won't be
midterms.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, this is, we're in it already. Okay, we're not.
Oh, shut up. You know, I can't listen to her anymore. Enough with Karen Johnson. Joe in Columbus is calling the show. Now, Joe's been banned from the show for a long time. But I'm going to release the ban temporarily for Joe in Columbus. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, sir? Thank you so much. I am so indebted to you. hey, Rick, why does
hey, Joe.
Johnson... Go ahead, pal.
No, go ahead.
Why does Karen Johnson always sound like she's either want to start a street fight or trying to sell single cigarettes? It's just ridiculous. She is so stupid. She doesn't understand world diplomacy or the Constitution.
No, she does not. You're right.
Yeah, let me have it. It's your turn.
That's it. No, you call me. I got nothing to say to you. If I wanted to say something to you, I would have called you.
All right, fair enough. I just, you know, short of meeting you at a urinal and, you know, pouring my heart out to you.
That happened, by the way, in Cape
it
May.
Sure did.
Joe and I we had a measuring contest. And by the way, I said to Joe at the time, boy, this water is very cold. A true story.
Yeah, it smelled like a urinal mint, too, I guess.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you. I think I told you how I met you, Dr. Maz's sister-in-law. She told me, give this guy a week and then get back to me. And at that point, I stopped watching all TV news. I've told people, numerous people, listen to this guy. In return, listen to this guy. He gives the problem. He gives the origin. And if he can, he always gives a solution where he can. And I wanted to thank you for that. And I want to also thank you for the community of people you built. We built friendships here that are everlasting, and they're special. You seen that remnants at the Grand Hotel, you know, where you've, yep, you know, reamed me out for talking to people because these people are fantastic. You know, I mean, everybody from Road Warrior to Kimmy to Gary, mm-hmm, to Chris Eppolito, you know, we're... You coagulated a solid group of people, and that's what I wanted to thank you for, along with wishing you the best of what you continue on with.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, Joe. And you're a great sport, and it's fun at the events calling you out because you're always a good sport. You always have a good smile on your face, and so I appreciate that.
And I just always wanted you to know, you know, I've explained to you, yeah, bring it and all that stuff. But I want you to know everybody has their place in life, and you can't walk outside, step outside of your zone. Know what you could do, but also know what you're not capable of doing. So thanks. Thanks for including me into the narrative and the show itself.
Ah, Joe, you're the best. You're a great friend to the show, to the station, and I think you got a real good chance at being caller of the year next year.
Well, I'll hit you up. We'll see.
I'm not cheap, but I'll give you a discount of $5,000 a month to run your campaign.
All right. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
I've known other political...
Plus 25% of the ad buy, but, you know, there's that, too. But, you know, so...
You know some of the political strategists I know, and you're top, believe me.
Well, listen, brother, thank you. Obviously, we're not going anywhere. Monday, 6 o'clock, and the podcast will be out even earlier. So what I want you to do, I want you to be one of the first ones to download the podcast when it's published, and then share it and comment on it, all right?
You got it. You got it.
And please then when we start doing it live, we'll have a way for everybody to comment along live, whether we're streaming it on YouTube on Monday or not. And then there's all kinds of new ways with podcasts now, because like somebody made a comment about, well, you can't have callers. That's actually not true. Maz, since you brought up Dr. Maz, Maz sent me a link to something which we're going to implement, which will enable me in real time to be able to respond to people as I'm recording the podcast. So it's going to be like a true hybrid of live radio and a podcast. So
good. That's good to know. And I am looking forward to it. I just want to see how you're going to get in all your things in 1 hour. I talked to Newman about that. It's going to be interesting, but I'm all ready for it.
Well, I have another theory on that too, which is that I can always go longer.
All right.
You know, I mean, there's nothing, there's no hard rule on that. I mean, the station will air an hour, but I mean, we can always go longer. So,
all right, good.
Because I was thinking about the guest issue, and I thought about that today. And again, this is probably stuff we should talk about off the air. But I was saying, well, if I have guests on, why not just do a podcast extra special edition so that, you know, you hear me with the guest? And if I'm going on a tirade and it goes longer than an hour, which is, you know, very, very possible, then that's fine, too. You know?
Right. OK. And yeah, we could watch. We could be privy to all that, too, being, yeah, you know, if it's eating up time.
Yeah.
Great, Rich. Great.
Exactly.
Again, wish you the best. Love you.
Thank you, brother. Love you too, Joe. You're the best. All right, Joe in Columbus. Thank you, my friend. And that's good. And do not let him call tomorrow. Okay? That's one and done.
Yeah, I told him when I was screening, and I said, you got one, brother. Pick out a day today or tomorrow. You got one.
Well played, Justin. That's great. Fantastic. We can't hear from him tomorrow or Matt DeSantis tomorrow. That's all I, or what? Linda Kearns. What? Oh, I'm just making sure you're paying attention.
I'm always paying attention despite what you claim.
Linda is allowed to call back when she learns how to properly spell her last name.
So. You're the one who misspelled it yesterday.
Please. I'm spelling
it
right.
Friend,
she's
Linda
wrong.
Kearns, and you misspell her name in the group text. Unbelievable.
Because she's spelling it wrong her entire life, and she needs to fix that.
That is not true, no.
Well, all right, maybe not. All right, that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VeneriaDental.com. Coming up, are we going to war with Iran? So there's some new intel coming out about that. Tensions are flaring. What's happening? We'll give you the latest. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay. 6:30-ish. I'm not supposed to ever really say the time in radio, but nevertheless, it is 6:30 and we are live. And we are we got a lot to talk about before we go. So couple other comments I wanted to make. So the administration right now is saying that they expect no action will be taken on Venezuela, or excuse me, on Iran. So that's the latest on that. There are a lot of protests happening in Tehran. There is a lot going on right now over there. And apparently the Iranian military is on high alert. They're expecting at some point for an imminent invasion of something. As of this point right now, the administration is saying that there's nothing that's going to happen. But of course, that's what you would expect. From them, you'd expect that to happen. So I would imagine that there's probably going to be something that occurs. But I don't know. You know, I don't want to make any predictions right now. I will tell you, though, that Tony DeCoupel, who is the new CBS evening news anchor, ended his broadcast by praising Senator Marco Rubio. So CBS is trying under Barry Weiss now to change. It kind of reminds me of Rocky IV. You know, if I can change and you can change, we all can change. I talked about this with Bill DiAgostino earlier in the week. Tony DiCupo, he had gone on a whole big thing about how as the new anchor, he gets it. The corporate media, the legacy media has lied to people. He said this. He said that they have they've left stories out. They have pushed narratives. They push agendas, and he doesn't want to do that. He wants to be different. They want this to be a new era for CBS News. I'm sure this will be mocked by the, like Jon Stewart, for example, who always makes jokes about his own company of Paramount, kind of like I make jokes about Odyssey. But then again, my new company is the Rich Zeoli Show LLC starting on Monday. So, I mean, it's already now, but I mean, you know, officially tomorrow's my last day as an employee of Odyssey, but by choice, by the way, by choice. And they've been wonderful about this. And I want to make this very, very clear. I've said this before. I know there are doubters on social media and there are people that think that this was them forcing me out or something like that. And nothing could be further from the truth. You're either going to believe that or you're not. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I've seen so many people with their hot takes on this issue. You're going to believe what you want to believe. I'm just telling you right now that in this business, if they didn't want me here, I just wouldn't be here. That's just how it works. I'm a renegade. I always have been. It's who I am. I go off script. I don't have a script. if they were trying to push me out, you'd know about it. And it would not be me doing a 1 hour podcast as them pushing me out. It would be me leaving and just taking a flamethrower, the bridge behind me, and going out there and do it. And that's because this was my idea to do this. This is what I wanted to do for my life, for my career, for my future. And it's not because I don't love talking to you for 4 hours a day. I do. But this is the next evolution. You have to evolve in this industry. In media, you have to. You have to evolve. And radio is evolving. Broadcasting is evolving. It's all evolving. And like I said, the hour podcast may be on some days an hour and a half. It may be two hours. Who knows? I don't know. I don't want to make a lot of predictions other than to say, let's also not kind of have this mindset of it has to be a certain parameter. That's also, again, the beautiful thing about what I'm doing, which is that it gives us a whole lot of flexibility. We get invited to the White House again, and I do the podcast live. It may end up being 4 hours that day. We're going to do live events. And when we do those live events, those are going to be longer, which is going to be great. And as far as being live at 6, there's going to be lots of times where that occurs. I have it so that I'm going to be visiting my sponsors in person with the option, if they'd like, for me to do the show from their location. So we talked about doing this with Dr. Mike today, actually, about doing a big show in his parking lot. You know, the thing about the Zeoli Army, though, you may have noticed, it's pretty big. It's pretty darn big. So we got to have a lot of space. That's why we fill up that fifth floor ballroom at the Grand Hotel. But yeah, and we're going to do an event at Bob's. I talked to them about this yesterday. We're going to do an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Probably do like a special night at the range together, which would be fun. So maybe I'll do the podcast and you can hang out for that. And then we'll, you know, maybe fire off some guns together. That could be fun. I don't know. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. And I just don't want anyone to be down or negative or sad. And I'm sure whoever they put from 3 to 6 will be fine. No, I'm kidding. They'll be great. There's such a great group of talent out there. I want the station to succeed. I have been blessed to be here for 15 years as a full-time host. And then these shows have Dom's been here longer than me, with the exception of his show. I mean, I've kind of helped put my, what's that word? Imprimatur? I think that's the word. Is that the word, DeSantis? You're an Ivy League nerd. Is that how you say it? Imprimatur?
I don't know what you're referencing, but.
Your stamp on it, your mark on it.
Oh, yeah, like an official license. Okay, I get what you're saying, yeah.
No, like imprint on something. Your imprint on a thing.
Imprimatur.
Forget it. Why did I even bother? Your degree is as fake as your girlfriend. That's what I've decided.
you've got one job on this show, and it's to be the geek that we need to explain stuff when we need it, and you can't even do that.
Well, it's a Latin phrase. I don't speak Latin.
You barely speak English. Well, you know what I mean. So that's why I'll be on Kale and Company once a week and Dawn Show once a week and then the new afternoon show once a week. The Dawn Show, though, you did point this out, Dawn. I mean, Matt, Fridays at 10:30 in the morning.
That's going to be a problem.
That's going to be, boy, she's going to get maybe, she might get the short end of that stick. I may have to talk to her about that one. So may have to work that one out a little bit, but either way. Maybe I see, the problem is I can't start the week with Dawn because Monday and Tuesday are my newsroom days they keep me on hold for. And then America Reports is very often on Tuesdays. So I have to kind of keep those days open, even though this week nothing happened because of all the craziness in the world. And I may not be back on there again until we've conquered Greenland. So that's also the name of the game and that business, too. But I'm trying to work that out, you know, so. So I'll be on those shows. We'll do live events. You guys should come, Justin and Matt. Everybody be like a big reunion, you know. That could be fun. Travis Madden Radiothon, I'll be there for that. Obviously the whole day, the whole friggin' day. We're gonna do politics and pints events. I have in my new agreement with the station, the licensing agreement, that I'll be doing 10 events a year with the station. So we're gonna do lots of great fun things. So it's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be really fun. So nobody should be sad. Don't be sad. Turn that frown upside down. What? What? We want everyone to be happy. That's all.
I like the command to the audience. Don't be sad. Turn the frown upside down. It's very positive.
Yeah. Don't be sad. Turn the frown upside down. Okay? There you go. That's how it should be. That's how it is. Yeah, it'll be great. And then we'll also see about, I don't know. I mean, we have not heard from the White House. I have not been in touch with them, but I'm sure. Well, if the Eagles win on Sunday, and now, look, they're favored to win, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think they're like 4.5 points.
That's huge.
Yeah, the problem is going to be the next round and the round after that. I think most people expect them to win on Sunday. That 49ers defense isn't very good.
Okay. And see, I think it was a wise move, and I'm glad that they didn't play their prime players in the last game. I'm glad that the coach took my advice. And Sirianni listened to me, and I said, you know, don't play Hurts. Don't play those guys. Give him a break. So I'm glad he listened.
The pathway would be so much easier if they had that 2 seed.
Yeah, I know. But
we were saying this now, and then we're going to be looking straight down the barrel of Matt Stafford and the Rams in 2 weeks, and I'm going to be having an existential crisis.
Oh, why? Are the Rams good?
Very good.
They're really good, yeah. I think Matt Stafford's going to be MVP of the league this season.
Really?
I think they still, even though they didn't win their division, I'm pretty sure they had 12 or 13 wins.
And are we playing them where they play?
That would actually be a home game for us, which would be nice. I don't know how the second round shakes out, but I think the Bears need to lose in order for the Eagles to get a home game in round two. Justin, is that right?
Yeah, if the Bears lose to the Packers, we would play the Rams in Philadelphia, which, I mean, we beat them in the playoffs last year, Saquon Snow touchdown.
That's right. That's right. And we want to play the Rams in Philly versus Denver?
Chicago.
Chicago. Wait, that's the Bears. No, we're...
Yeah. No. They already beat us once.
No, the Rams.
Year.
Where they play. Where do they play again?
Los Angeles.
No, I know. I meant the name of the stadium.
SoFi?
Oh, SoFi.
Right. Right. I knew they were Los Angeles Rams. Knew that.
Basically, they're going to get stuck with a pretty tough opponent in round two. I think.
Are they?
What. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Well, because the Bears beat the Eagles up pretty good in that Black Friday game. You were at that game, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, yes, and it was cold. It was very, very cold. So,
and not enjoyable for an Eagles fan. I think the Bears ran for over 200 yards. And then the Eagles did beat the Rams earlier this year, but it was that strange game where they won on the blocked field goal I think they were also down by like 21 points at some point in the contest. So either out's going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm glad we're favored for the game on Sunday. That's good. That makes me happy. I'm really happy about that. But the Rams are good, huh? That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right. That's a shame. Well, maybe they'll be bad by then. Maybe somebody will get hurt. Yeah.
Maybe. They did get progressively worse as the season progressed.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, keep the faith, I guess.
Keep the faith. Exactly. Keep the faith. well, we talked about Minnesota, obviously, and the ICE agents. We covered that earlier in the show for you. Zoran Mamdani, the mayor of New York, has weighed in on this. And Mamdani, he has this to say regarding ICE agents. And this is now, again, Democrat politicians looking to grandstand on the issue. And that's what they do. They grandstand. Cut 15.
First, just want to make clear that the news coming out of Minneapolis is horrific. This is one part of what has been a year full of cruelty. And we know that when ICE agents attack immigrants, they attack every single one of us across this country. And this is a city and will always be a city that stands up for immigrants across the five boroughs. And I have made it clear to everyone within my city government, and that extends to NYPD, that we are going to uphold.
Oh, shut up. You know what? I can't listen to him either. Enough with him and his nonsense. I love how he said the other day he was briefed by his team. He was briefed by watching the news. That's what I tweeted out that day. He was briefed like everybody else was by watching cable news. All right? You jerk. And New Jersey today, His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, signing a bill into law. Cell phones are now banned in New Jersey schools. They are now banned in schools. The way it works is that you can bring a phone to school. Kid can have it in their backpack, but they cannot have it in the classroom or on them during the school day. Now, there was a little controversy over this in the sense that some parents felt like if there was ever, you know, God forbid, a tragedy going on, they wanted to be able to reach their kids instantly. And I get that point. I do. As a parent, I completely understand that point. However, the other flip side of that was this idea that the kids were distracted by the phones all day. The teachers, it was hard to teach. And so the phones had to go out of the classroom. But I got to tell you, you know, the problem with this, and I've said this before, is that they still have the computers in the classroom and the kids are still using those Chromebooks and the laptops. And I think those things are friggin' distracting. I'd like to see them go, go back to computer classes like we had. I think that's got to be the way it is, you know. But you know, nevertheless, the law is the law. His Royal Rugness signed it. Maybe, Matt, maybe we can get some audio for tomorrow just so that I can at least do the trumpets for the Friday show. What do you think?
Sounds good. We can make that happen.
Yeah, we can make that happen. Why not? We haven't had a good Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, in quite some time, so we could do that. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come right back, wrap up the show, turn it over to Fox Ross America with Jimmy Failla. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I brought Gary in, the dog, the puppy. It's going to be very clear. Hey, Gary, say hi to everybody. You got to. Gary's sitting on my lap right now. He's a dog. Uh-oh. We lose the internet?
No, that was DeSantis losing connection.
Uh-oh. Good. I'd take Gary over to DeSantis any day of the week. Look how cute he is, huh? Like a big teddy bear. So, Gary just went outside, which is why he still has his little leash on, but he's He was just, he went outside. He did poopies, right? And peepees. He talked to dogs like they're babies, they're puppies. Gary, say hi. Don't be camera shy. Say hi to everybody. Say hi. Yeah. I forget who it was. There was the funniest line, and I'm so sorry for not giving proper credit. Somebody said, am I going to be like the Bond villain, Blofeld? Is it Blofeld? Is that right? And have Gary on my lap as I do the podcast and sit there and, you know, like Dr. Evil, but he had a cat, but you know what I mean? I can just sit here like as I do the podcast and with Gary and just, it could be kind of funny. So, what do you think, pal? We'd be a social media star? Huh? No? It's like, what's happening right now? What's happening? You're on YouTube. You're a sensation. You're on YouTube, Gary.
The people love you, Gary.
They love you, Gary. Oh, he's tired. He's a little tired, I think. We wore him out. The kids wore him out playing fetch before. So that's why. But it was great. You know, I really loved it at 3:30 in the morning last night when he woke up. And had to go pee. That was fun. And then again at 6:30 in the morning. That was great. Enjoyed that a lot. That was really nice. So that was fun. It's really nice at 3:30 in the morning. You're in a deep sleep and you hear woof, 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 woof. Right, Gare? Woof. And then you go, ugh. And then we're just like, I'll take him out. I'm like, no, you don't mean that. I'll take him out. Stop. You know what I mean? So, and I also love, too, that he was gnawing on our kitchen table before in the kitchen in the bottom. That was good. Somebody said to put lemon juice on there. That the dogs don't like that. And it's good. Yeah, so we got to stop. I guess with all these things with dogs, it's all about training them. You know, so you got to train them properly. Oh, Reagan's yelling for Gary over there. So I got to go to Braxton's Animal Works, and we got to stock up on some things, some new chew toys. So, and I fed him some people food. I made him, I gave him a nice lasagna last night for dinner. No, I'm just kidding. That's Garfield, not Gary. Stop it. Stop it.
Was it kale lasagna?
Even he wouldn't eat that.
Okay.
And honestly, I wouldn't even put that at the bottom of his... No. He doesn't have a litter box. He's a dog. He's a manly dog. Gary's a manly dog. Right, Gare? Yeah. People ask me, why is his name Gary? That was his name. He was named Gary. And that's why Patrick picked him out. He loved the name Gary. And he loved how he looked. And he said he... And then doesn't he look like a Gary? Like, he looks like a Gary. So... He's got that Gary look to him, like a Gary Cooper look. So, yes, you're very dashing. Very handsome, Gary. Very handsome. All right, well, that's the show. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. And keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. And we'll be back tomorrow for a Friday edition. So don't miss it. And thank you for listening. Good night. Say bye, Gary.